All right, Super Ken, let's go, man.
Let's get right to it. You ready?
Yep.
All right, a jump off. Can't get help with a tell-all book about a baller. Son of a rapper, maybe going to Baylor. And King James, jealous of another baller. Time for the sports straight from the streets. Follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Get this, in the NFL, U.S. District Judge did not approve that $765 million settlement. She's asking for more raw financial data. She's concerned with that the $765 million may not be enough to cover concussion claims for 65 years.
Wow.
And I don't think it will be.
And you know what? I think they got a bad deal.
That was a bad deal. I'm glad she didn't approve it.
Yeah, because now they can go back and get a lot more.
Let's make that $2.5 billion and keep it moving. For 65 years? Come on, that's crazy. Jim Caldwell hired as the Lions' new head coach.
Nice.
We know he spent the last year and a half with B-more. Of course, they did win that Super Bowl. Lions wanted Lovey, hired in Tampa. Then Ken, hired in Tennessee, settled for Caldwell. Maybe the best fit for Matt Stafford, though. Yeah. I like it. Son of a rapper could be heading to Baylor, and LeBron James jealous of another baller. Yeah. But first in Houston, a reporter confronted a running back Arian Foster at his home. The baller didn't want to discuss that situation involving the reportedly pregnant jump off. He was upset that the news reporter actually came to his home that he shares with his wife and two kids.
Oh, no.
Yes. Arian did file paperwork in court saying that basically Brittany Norwood was trying to get a TV reality show off of his back, basically.
Did he get her pregnant?
Well, he didn't discuss that. All funny right. thing is, BSO has a picture of Brittany Norwood dressed as a gold digger for Halloween 2012.
How did, what is a gold digger dressed like?
Well, she has a gold outfit on with a gold shovel and the whole nine.
If I was digging for gold, I ain't getting nothing but coal.
Yeah, you did.
More from the files of side pieces and jump offs. The tell-all book about Mike Vick may never be. The alleged stripper, she has no cash. She can't get a publishing house to touch the project. And when she turned to Kickstart, she raised $230 of the $22,000 she wanted.
Oh, boy.
She claims she had a 10-year relationship with Mike Vick.
Okay.
We don't know if that happened or not. King James
Ron
told
Mexico.
Ron Mexico,
That's his alias, by the way.
Yeah, it's his other one. Altered ego. King James told ESPN that he's jealous of the amount of shots that KD, Kevin Durant, is able to attempt per game. Of course, KD is third in the league with attempts. LeBron, 18th. LeBron and the rest of his champion Heat had an opportunity.
Who's winning the scoring battle between them?
Oh, well, you know what? Easy. You can. That's easy. When you're putting up 34 shots and other guys putting up 16 shots,
right.
I mean, that's easy. You don't even have to hit as many.
KD missing Westbrook.
Well, he's going to shoot that many anyway, 30 plus. Now, you know, LeBron and the boys were able to visit President Obama yesterday at the White House. Kenny Anderson is second-guessing that decision to go to North Korea, say he feared what he didn't know. Said his wife called him crying, scared for his safety, said they took their passports when they arrived.
Wow.
I don't know if I would have gave up mine. Hold on, home. So if we win the game, you're going to shoot us? I mean, how's this going? I don't know. You shot your family. I'm scared. All right, Knicks' five-game win streak ended by the Bobcats. In college b-ball, Wisconsin unbeaten no longer. The Hoosiers beat them by 3, the Bearcats by 11 over Temple. Maryland suing the ACC for $157 million. And Snoop's son offered a scholarship at Baylor. Move over, USC. That boy's good.